Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. We'll have AJ Hinch this morning at 8:02. Get some of his thoughts on Torkelson's struggles of late. Baez talked about booing. What's fair game? We'll hear from the manager in an hour. 7:25, your chance to win $2,000. Already had one winner this week.
Could we go back to back?
Could we go?
Two in 1 week.
Back, that would be awesome.
To back. Yep. Local writer for the Lions with a case to trade up in the draft. There's a compelling argument to trade down in the draft. We're going to make some time for that at 7:35. I mentioned real quick, we'll get to the haircut phone calls. People have lots to say on how much is too much for a guy's haircut. Red Wings, last little remnants of this, the Iser plan. As we sit 5 years in, very disappointed yesterday on the show. We talked a lot about the Red Wings the last couple days. Overall, I think the most fascinating discussion will be not what I think should happen to Derek Lalonde or what John Jansen thinks will happen to Derek Lalonde, but what Steve Yzerman does. Because to me, that will show a level of, hey, did he think they should have been in and I need to get a new voice? Or, hey, I didn't expect to make the playoffs anyway. We're right where we need to be. Derek's pushing all the right buttons. That, to me, is the most interesting decision that Yzerman has to make. The Kane thing is out there, too. We'll monitor it throughout the offseason. But in terms of the Yzer plan, I'm disappointed they missed the playoffs. There's not a secret. I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I don't think his seat is hot at this point. I don't think the seat warmers in his car really work. I think he's very secure as the Red Wings team president and general manager. I'm still on board the Yzer plan, despite all the kicking and screaming yesterday. You're on board too?
I am. And I'm waiting to see these reinforcements that he has talked about. We saw it with Edmondson. Now, how long does it take Kosa? And what is he when he finally arrives? Now, is that next year's year after? Probably the year after. Casper, what are we going to get from him? Nate Danielson, when you have Connor Bedard talk about, this is the toughest player I played against, I'm kind of excited to see how quickly he progresses and when do we see him in a Red Wings uniform.
Are you with me, though, that while there was
sweater.
Debate... Sweater.
Yes. Sorry. Hockey elite.
Montreal Canadiens. If next year they miss the playoffs, like, can we all agree that's the standard next year? Because this year there's a real debate. Should they? Was that the expectation? Next year they got to make it, right?
100%.
Okay, cool. That's all I needed to do is make sure we're on the same page. Haircuts. How much you paying for them? Who's been waiting the longest this morning? It's... Okay, Dave and Wyandotte, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going? So I've been going to the same place my whole life. I grew up in St. Clair Shores. I go to Guy's Barbershop out there at like 13 and Harper, and it's great. I don't pay no more than like $25 ever. I don't think I'd ever want to pay more than that. But I just, it's hard to find a good barber. I've been to one or two other places once in my life, and I'm staying with my guy. You know, it's just, it's hard, and they're cheap, and they get the hot lather on your neck with the razor. Love it.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I do like the straight razor, yeah.
Yeah. Dave, thanks, appreciate Dave. It. Thank yeah. you. Matt in Oxford, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, got a guy I've been going to all my teenage years. I'm not even that old. But, you know, talk about wanting to pay for silence. I just kept talking, and he, I guess, likes my conversation. I haven't paid for a haircut in going on 10 years now.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what now?
Yeah.
You don't pay for your haircut?
Good guy. No. Nope. Good guy. Same, does the same thing. You know, lather on and straight razor on the neck. And I just chat him up, have a good conversation. And every single time I finish, he goes, hey, you're good with me.
You don't give him a tip or anything?
What's that?
Do you give him a tip?
I do, yeah. I only do $5. You know, he's an old guy. Talk about, you know, how's every single old barber got a classy name? This is Wayne.
Yeah. You know,
and the only other guy is Paul. They're both like 80 years old. But, yeah, $5. And sometimes he rejects the tip. He just says, no, I don't need it. I don't need it.
That's awesome.
You got the hookup. Yeah, that's great.
Great hookup, yeah.
Yeah, now I don't want anyone else to bombard him, though, because he only works from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., like 2 days a week. So yeah,
we noticed you didn't plug where he's at. Everybody else is calling. Yeah. And I go to Allison and Steven and Joey. You're like, I'm not telling you what city. I'm not giving you an address. This is mine.
No. This is Wayne's. I didn't even say that's not the name of the barber shop either, but Wayne is the owner. And no, this is, I'm keeping him to me.
Good stuff, Matt. Will in Royal Oak. Will, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm a barber, so I just want to say that we got to start taking better care of ourselves. And the first step in that is, you know, I charge $50 for a haircut at Headliners Barbershop on the west side. But, you know, paying $25 for a haircut, especially in this day and age, you're not paying. I feel like you're not going to get what you're paying for. You got to, you know, up the price and get the better product. You know what I'm saying? $25. What are we going to do with that?
And you would speak to this. You want to take care of yourself. You want to look good. You want to feel good.
Yeah, you gotta pay the price for that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Will, I pay $50. I'm with you.
There we go. So you come holler at me, man. I'm a Headliners Barbershop. Costa, I got you. First one on me.
Hard to beat that deal.
He'll be there once. Sorry, Will.
That I never heard from him again. That SOB on the radio. He's a jerk. Freeloading, you know what. James, you're next up. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. I have to say, like one of the previous callers, although I've actually never paid for a haircut. My mom has been a barber since before I was born. She is fully licensed by the state. Never paid for one. I did have to suffer through, you know, the bowl cuts in the early 90s. I guess that was supposedly the in thing. But in terms of payment, never done it either. I mean, I have given her 2 grandkids, so there is that. I think that's more than enough payment. But, yeah, I've never paid for one.
And what's the conversation like? Do you want it to be silent when mom is cutting your hair, or do you have to chat her up?
Oh, always chat her up. I mean, it's, you know, when I haven't talked to her in a while, you know, kind of keeping caught up on current events and things going on with my life and hers. And, yeah, you know, that's kind of the currency, I guess. But, yeah, it's been great never having to pay for one, so.
There you go. That works.
It works. Couple ticket texts. This one says, does Heather cut Colin's hair? Big money savings if she does.
I used to. I don't cut his hair anymore.
Is he just too picky? Or you don't want the...
I just don't love doing it. And it takes some time that I just don't... I'd rather... You go find somewhere else to go. I don't like... I don't...
It's big
you
money.
Guys, I don't... I have no idea. I have no idea how much he pays for a haircut. I'm going to ask him and I'll find out.
Text him. Let's figure it out.
I'm sure he's still sleeping.
Well, we got one
but
to 10.
By the end of the show, I'll find out how much he pays. I just don't like cutting men's hair. I really don't. It makes me sweat. I get nervous. Like, it makes me, I don't know why. It's just, it's like one of those things that while I was in school, I was sick that week or something. I don't know. I missed the whole men's hair cutting lessons and I only know basic.
It only takes a week?
you move pretty fast in cosmetology school. Yeah.
Well, I'd imagine women's hair is more lucrative. Like if you're going to do
it. Oh, yeah. And I love cutting women's hair. I love coloring women's hair. That's like what I enjoy doing. So now, I stick with that.
Could Colin ever tell you you did a bad job? Like how would that go down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. He could tell me.
Confrontational
and
Colin?
I have before.
He has to tell her. He'll hold that inside and get very, very,
very mad. Confrontational. Yes.
Poor guy. I definitely have. There was one time I thought I had a different guard on my clippers, and I was like, oh, whoa.
It looked like Tom.
Uh-huh. No, I would never, was never going that short, but woof.
I just am curious if somebody out there still has, people have this hairstyle, the bozo ring, where basically you're bald, but you have a, you know, like it's around and
on the ears. Just above the ears, yeah.
I can't understand why you would not just let it go at this point with the cost of how haircuts are.
There's a guy, I'm not going to name him, that you and I have each worked with at different times that has that, and it's not. Anyway.
Let it go.
Texture says, Cookies, no offense, I've seen your hair, and if you're paying $50, you're getting ripped off, bud. It was not signed Heather Park. Okay, couple points.
That number look familiar?
Couple points. This current mop right now does need a haircut. I probably should go every 3. I end up going closer to 4. Yeah. I am very happy with the cut itself. Then it turns into this.
Right.
A little more of a mess.
Well, yeah, anytime it gets long, yeah.
248-539-9797. We got more people that want... People want to talk about this today.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject. It's offensive. I thought offensive to be charged $40, especially when I didn't know going in. I assumed, and we know what that means, that it was still going to be 30. And I was, you know, not happy about
That's
it.
That's more of the issue, I think, for you.
Well... It's both issues. One that I didn't know. I wouldn't have gone. No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Heather, you're missing out. You could be charging your husband $50 a haircut right now.
Well, my brain is circulating right now that. Yeah.
I'm curious what he charges.
I would never.
Somebody else.
Charge family for their hair. I wouldn't.
Ticket texters, but first phone calls. Bob, you want to respond to a previous caller? We got caller on caller crime.
Bob
in Chesterfield. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to talk to the guy that said his name was Wayne to cut hair. I think that's pretty cheap. He only gives the guy $5. My dad used to own a barbershop for 50 years in St. Clair Shores. I know the price of haircuts have gone up, but he's got to think about that's how they're supporting their families and their kids. I think it's pretty cheap. He only gives him $5.
I would give the guy a harder time, but he said like the guy turns him down half the time for his tip. And it seems like they have a very unique situation.
But sometimes it's just the gesture. Like if, you know, if I go going in that you're going to comp my haircut, then I probably am going to pay or at least offer a tip of what I think a haircut should cost. So if you think the haircut should be $15, I'll tip the guy $15. He's not going to charge me for the hair.
Heather is Hairzilla on the ticket text.
Hairzilla.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
I don't even know
because
that you said anything
bad. Because I don't like cutting men's hair? I don't. I don't enjoy it.
We'll get to your gated community later in the show. 248-539-9797. AJ Hinch at 802. Thoughts on Torkelson, Parker Meadows, 10-8 Detroit Tigers, 735. Trade up, trade down. Dave Burkett with some thoughts. Some NFL mocks that are making the case both directions. And stay tuned for the two Grand Slam. It's all coming up, 97.1.
Hey, the NBA play-in tournament gives teams a chance to play their way into the postseason, so it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, whether you win or lose. Who wouldn't love that? And you can use it during the rest of the NBA playoffs. That, again, it's $5 bet. And you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, whether you win or lose. And you can bet on anything. You could, how many dunks in a game, how many three-pointers by an individual or the team, over-unders, first basket score, so many things. Just go to FanDuel.com/Jansen to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Before we get to Heather with the news, one more text. Yeah. I wonder how the guy who has his mom cut his hair deals with the awkward elbow boob.
Oh, yeah. There is that. Yeah. Anyway, that's mom's boobs.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, 2 grand slam in a minute. We got a chance to give away $2,000. First, Heather with the news.
And I have confirmed Colin pays $30 for a haircut plus tip.
Okay. All
right. So it's like the average, apparently, listening to
well, John, people,
what some people pay.
When John saw 40...
I'm out.
Anyway, go ahead.
The first 5-star hotel is coming to Detroit. This is pretty incredible. It's going to be at the Hudson's Detroit Tower. It was just announced. Bedrock made the announcement that they have partnered with Edition, this global luxury lifestyle hotel brand. Pretty exciting. So the Detroit Edition and their residents at the Detroit Edition, there's going to be these luxury condos, will occupy all 45 floors of the tower. Bedrock said that the Detroit Edition will be downtown's first 5-star hotel and the brand's first location in the Midwest. All sorts of things are going to be there for food and beverage spots. Of course, there's going to be a really nice outdoor area, a fitness center, a spa, and a lot of places for events as well. The condos, sounds like they're going to be beautiful. All different sizes from 1 to 4 bedrooms, 10-foot ceilings, natural finishes, 360-degree views of the Detroit River and downtown Detroit, which is pretty cool as well. So the condos are going to be located above the hotel. Availability will start in 2027.
Cool.
It's going to be exciting. I've never heard of this, but I'm guessing, John, you have, because you've lived in different locations and done some traveling. Bucky's.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love
I've never
Bucky's.
Been, but I know.
Oh, it's a great experience.
Is it? Okay. See, reading about it, it sounds like it is. I've never seen it, but people are really excited that maybe one could be coming to Michigan.
Oh, I hope so. Hopefully it's near us.
There's a mysterious billboard that popped up on I-96, and it's a Bucky's billboard with the beaver.
Yeah.
What Bucky, I'm guessing is
Bucky
his name.
Beaver, yeah.
And then all it says is 444. Now people have said, okay, hold on. What they're saying is that the nearest Bucky's is 444 miles away from that location. I think there's one in Kentucky. There's one coming to Ohio.
Yeah.
I do know that. But anyway, people are speculating maybe that's not what they mean. And there's some significance there. Who knows what it is? But it's a big convenience store slash gas station.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You pull up and there's probably I mean, more than 50 pumps. All of them have all your brands of gas. It's got your, it's, everyone has diesel. And then you go inside and they have hot food. And it's not just the hot food that you get at any gas station. They've got like pulled pork and ribs and
It's like specialty stuff. And then there's all sorts of merchandise you can buy with Bucky on it. So wait, and they talk about, this article mentions their clean bathrooms numerous times. So apparently,
very clean. And a lot of stalls, doors on every one of them. Great selling point.
So maybe, maybe we'll be there. I don't know. Keep your eyes open for that.
They're amazing.
Jontay Porter of the Toronto Raptors has been banned from the NBA for life. Big bombshell investigation into, gambling violations. So this investigation found that he manipulated his participation in a game to influence the outcome of a bet. He also made numerous bets, some massive bets on NBA games, including one that his team would lose. The league found that Porter was disclosing confidential information to sports bettors. He once, you know, had basically given away information about his own health.
Yeah.
There was a game when he only played for a couple minutes and went out sick.
And I think the over-under on him playing was like 5.5 minutes and he played like 2.
Like, did he think he wasn't going to get caught? Obviously, he thought he wasn't going to get caught because he kept doing this.
Yeah.
But he did. So he's out.
Wagered on his own team to lose as is maybe the worst of it all. And if you're the league, can't have it, have to ban him for life. Harsh, but
necessary.
Fair.
Necessary. Yeah. Eyeballs across the nation continue to flock towards Caitlin Clark. Monday night's WNBA draft was just revealed to be the most viewed in the history of the event. Not that surprising. When you know how many people were tuning into the tournament to watch Caitlin Clark, it's not surprising that a lot of people would tune into the draft to watch what would happen. There is already reports that the Indiana Fever are seeing huge demands for her jersey. For jersey sales, ticket sales already, they're seeing demand. So people want to go see her play.
That's cool.
It's exciting. Now, speaking of Caitlin Clark, I want to get to this real quickly. There's an interview that has gone viral, and fans are calling the interviewer now a creep.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see this? Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, he's being dragged for how he interacted with Clark at this interview. It was on Wednesday. And the first thing seemed pretty normal, right? He got up there, said, introduced himself, and then he did the little heart to her, and things got very awkward.
No. No,
cringy,
no,
just
no.
Cringy. Yeah, it was awkward. It was definitely awkward.
Heather with the news. What is Greg Doyle thinking? All right, let's give away money.
Oh, no.
We gave away $2,000 earlier this week. Can we go back to back?
Let's do it.
It would be awesome.
You got to follow in the footsteps
of greatness.
Our contestant is Brett in Monroe. Brett, good morning. You're on 97.1.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Brett. Are you excited?
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be fun. You're going to get 60 seconds, 10 questions. If you go through all of them, get them all correct, you win the $2,000. Now, if there's one you don't know as we're going through, make sure you pass. If there's enough time, we'll get back to it, and you'll have another chance to answer that question. You're going to get $25 for each correct question, but we're not going to tell you if you're right or wrong. Simple as that.
Are you feeling any pressure following a superstar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I played along last time, too, so I think I did all right.
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, I love it. All right, your time's going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go. Who won the President's Trophy in the NHL this season?
Rangers.
Who are the Lakers playing in the first round of the NBA playoffs?
Nuggets.
Levi Onwuzurike played at this college.
Pass.
Michael Badgley played at this college.
Kentucky.
Who played Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs?
Pass.
How much did John Jansen pay for his last haircut?
$50.
Who did the Bulls beat in the NBA play-in round last night?
Pass.
This NHL player got his 100th assist last night.
Nikita Kucherov.
What is the capital of Denmark?
Pass.
Where did Broderick Martin play in his final season of college football?
Auburn.
Levi Onwuzurike played at this college.
Notre Dame.
Who played Clarice Starling in Silence of the Lambs?
Denzel Washington.
Who do the Bulls beat? Who do the Bulls beat in the NBA play-in round last night?
Clippers.
Sorry. That the Denzel Washington, which was what I would imagine Doug would say when he doesn't know, he would just go with Denzel.
I've never seen the movie. Yeah, that's what I've heard he said too. So
Clarice is a woman. It'd be an interesting role for Denzel. He's a great actor. I'm not telling you he couldn't do it. So what did we get for Brett here? I got one, two,
four.
I have three right. Did I miss one?
He got Kucherov. Oh wait, no,
Rangers
sorry.
And Nuggets.
I'm sorry.
$75 and a good laugh. Brett, good stuff.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
we'll put you on hold. We'll make sure you get your $75.
I might have cut his chances short of getting four there, no, but he wasn't. Denzel Washington,
he was already
Clarice.
Running through it. Your reaction was priceless.
You're not supposed to let him know if they get it right or wrong, Heather.
I know, but it was so off.
Denzel Washington. Oh.
Can we get that as a drop, Heather's reaction to Denzel? Let's go through it. Two Grand Slam is brought to you by Genesis Credit Union. The Rangers are the team with the most points in the NHL. That is the President's Trophy. The Lakers are playing the Denver Nuggets. Two for two. I'm like, could we see it again? Onzerike played at
Washington.
Yep, and he passed the first time, said Notre Dame the second time. Michael Badgley, I didn't know this one. Where did the kicker play college? It's not Kentucky.
Yeah, it's Miami.
Miami, Florida. It was not Denzel Washington. It was Jody Foster.
Yes.
In Silence of the Lambs.
Can you imagine if it was Denzel? How different that movie would be.
How much did John Jansen pay for his last haircut? He said 50. That was me. John paid 40. Sorry, we weren't trying to trick anybody. Who did the Bulls beat in the play-in? The NBA still going? The answer was the Hawks.
Yep.
The NHL player with 100 assists, Kucherov, got his 100th assist last night. The capital of Denmark. John, you like capitals. I didn't know if you knew international capitals.
Yeah, no, I was off on this one, but one of my favorite cities, Copenhagen.
Broderick Martin played his final season of college football, not at Auburn.
Western Kentucky.
Hilltoppers. Mm-hmm. They got that mascot,
the big red blob.
Yeah. All right, there's your two Grand Slam, $75 to Brett. Your next chance to win, Tuesday, 7:25. Coming up next, trade up, trade down, two compelling arguments for the Lions, 1 week away from draft night. It's 97.1.
Natural Lawn and Tree Service is the company you got to go with if you want a nice, lush, thick, green lawn. Get green, stay green with Natural Way. That number to give them a call is 888-GET-GREEN, or you can find more information on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. And they're going to provide the Natural Way difference. Here's what it is. They're going to use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. Who doesn't love that? Especially if you have kids running around the yard. Each lawn is assigned its own specialist, and they're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. They're going to send out certified applicators and arborists to perform that custom tailored plan. They've been doing this for over 30 years, and they're going to give you a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I've been using them for about the last 4 years. They have done a great job on my lawn. I'm sure they'll do the same for you. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
That's great. 97.1, Dan Dickerson's call, and a little assist from Heather Park there at the end. Oh. We're going to talk to AJ Hinch at 8:02. Manager of the 10-8 Detroit Tigers, who will wrap their series with the Texas Rangers at 1:10 today on 97.1 The Ticket. We'll talk about Parker Meadows, who hit a home run. We got to ask about Torque. Baez booing. A lot to get to with AJ today. Casey Mize. In the meantime, Dave Briquette's got an article up, Detroit Free Press, and it explores the possibility 1 week from today that the Detroit Lions would trade up in the NFL draft. And Dave does a good job kind of laying out some of the foundation here. Holmes has made 9 draft day trades in his last 3 drafts as the Lions GM. He's very active. And we know he traded up for J-Mo. He's done this before. Points out that at 29, it is likely a spot too low to land one of the draft's blue chip players. Cites Daniel Jeremiah reporting that the Lions could be in position to fill an important need at corner or offensive line. They like those two position groups. If someone starts to slide, Holmes makes the jump up. Points out trade could be giving up a first and a second to move to 17, or giving up a first and a third to move as high as 19. Daniel Jeremiah lists 9 offensive linemen in the top 30 prospects. Daniel Jeremiah is quoted as saying, "I wouldn't rule it out, the Lions trading up. They've got some age on the offensive line. There's a guy they feel like they can go up and get. It wouldn't shock me." Or the corner position they continue to look at, Briquette points out, Arnold
and Mitchell are two corners that they have met with in the process who are not likely to be there at 29. John, there's a compelling case to trade up. And then there's Dane Brugler in The Athletic. He did, and I can't believe people do these, 7 rounds worth of mocks.
I can't even imagine what time that would take to put that together.
And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he has done homework and talked to people in the league. 257 picks, just throw a dart at a dartboard. He says the Lions trade back. In that scenario, they capitalize on someone who loves Michael Penix, in this case, the Raiders. They move back and pick up 44 and 77, gives them 4 picks in the top 100. They still get Zach Frazier, one of the good offensive linemen that we've talked about, and they pick up key defenders along the way. Are you in the trade up or trade back, up or down camp? 248-539-9797.
Well, if you could trade back and get Zach Frazier, I'll take that as well as the draft capital. And I think there's a lot of people, especially with the track record that Brad Holmes has. Now, he has have a track record of trading up in drafts and being very active. I think there's 12 different trades he's done in the 3 drafts that he has run for the Detroit Lions. But if you're going to trade up, what are the targets that you're looking at? If it's going to be that corner position, I think there's 3 guys that you could consider trading up for: Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Tyrion Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to stay at 29, you could you'll probably, now not for sure, but you'll probably have a shot at Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to trade up for an offensive lineman, again, you're only going to be able to trade up so far if you're and I'm not a big fan of using the second round pick to move up. I like that where it's at, but the third round, go ahead and throw that one in. You can get up as high as 19, maybe. 20, maybe 19.
So is that Graham Barton?
So the two offensive linemen that I think you might have a shot at that point would be Graham Barton, who would be a good interior guy. He can also play tackle in college, but he kind of projects as an interior lineman. Or Jackson Powers Johnson. I think you might be able to get him in the early 20s. Centers don't typically go that high, and I know we're talking about Frank Ragnow, who was a higher pick than that. But if he's there, he's a talent that I would go up. What was Frank a 20? Yeah, okay, so yeah, that's what you could expect to get if you're able to go up, and he's available at that time. Now, this will be a game day decision.
Right, because just mechanically, you're not trading up without knowing who's there.
Right.
You do preliminary talks. We've heard from GMs in the past. You have the conversation ahead of time. Hey, what would it cost? We'd be interested if our guy's there. We'll pick up the phone on draft night. These conversations likely have already happened 1 week away from the draft. Holmes had probably got a couple guys that may be worth trading up for if they take a minor tumble. He'd have to give up a third or in some cases a second to do it. Trade up, trade down. 248-539-9797. Which do you prefer? And John, as I looked at these two scenarios, I like the trade back approach because I can take advantage of someone who desperately wants Penix or Bo Nix in this case at the end of the first. I give Brad Holmes more draft picks as opposed to less draft picks.
I would defer to that as well. I'm generally accumulate more draft capital. So if in the third round you want to move up 2 or 3 spots because there is a guy that you think you really want, then you can use some of that other capital to move up at that time. But if you're going to move up in the first round and you're getting the player that you have identified and you think you trust more than somebody that you're taking second, third, or fourth.
Well, of course, the guy that I would take at 17 or 18 or 19 is a better player.
It makes common sense, yeah.
But the position groups they would be addressing, they would be trading up to take a corner. Rookie corners, typically, hey, there is a baptism by fire. And offensive linemen, we've all talked about that being more of a long-term cornerstone than a day one guy. So I'm going to give up a second or a third to get guys who aren't going to be instant, immediate impacts. They'll help the football team. They're critically important, but they're not going to be instant impact. Why wouldn't I instead move back, take 4 guys and go, hey, I know my guy's found Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know my guy, my general manager has found Kirby Joseph. I know he's found guys along the way. I'm going to let him move back and in at least one mock still get a bunch of dudes that can help this football team.
Yeah, and here's the other guy that you wouldn't have to move up, I don't think, to 24, but you may have to move up to 25, 24. That would be maybe Chop Robinson. I think he would be a difference maker for this team, and he fits what Dan Campbell is looking for and what Brad Holmes is looking for.
You know what? I think trading up for offensive linemen is definitely in play because of the teams that have offensive line needs that are sitting in the low 20s.
Dolphins being one of them.
Cowboys.
Yep.
Another one. I think the Bengals have the need, but I actually think the Bengals may go receiver and because they tag Higgins and just try to go completely nuclear with their offense passing game while they can afford to do it, you know? I think a fascinating thing to watch here is last year, Brad Holmes' explanation on the Gibbs pick and the grades and all that, he had 14 players with first-round grades. You're not going up if all the guys with first-round grades are gone. But that's also maybe where he pulls the trigger to go.
Because I got
to
get one of the last
guy
one, yeah.
on the list, yeah. you know, is there. And then if it's not there, then he's doing everything to trade down.
Okay, so Quinyon Mitchell's a Toledo guy, small school. I think people have scouted him enough to know he's a good football player. But if for any reason he were to start falling and Holmes goes, that's one of the last corners I think can be a guy who can start day one. F it, I'll give up my second or I'll give up my third. I'll do what I need to do. It's in play. Which one would you rather see? 248-539-9797. Brian is in Ann Arbor. Brian, good morning. You're on 97.1.
You know, look, I'm more of a fan generally, especially if you have like a late pick like that, of maybe trading back. A second round pick, you should be able to nail a starting player. And if you could pick up a couple of those, especially with Holmes' drafting history, I think you do that. Now, with that being said, the times when generally I like trading up in a draft is when you either A, have multiple picks, so you've got ammunition you can deal with and not, you know, kind of take away. B, if you're like at that, you know, hey, we're trying to get over the top, similar to what the Falcons did when they moved up and grabbed Julio. Or B, if a player slides, that fills an immediate need for you that's a glaring hole. So I think C could fall into play. If one of the blue chip corners, depending on how they have them ranked, you know, I have my own guys that I think I like. But if one of the blue chip corners suddenly takes, you know, starts taking a slide, you know, a Brian Branch-like slide, and all of a sudden they're into the mid to late teens, yeah, you got to pick that phone up and see if you can move up. Kind of like John said, I'm more of a fan of moving that third-round pick just because I think second-round picks are gold. But, yeah, I mean, if you could move your first and your third and move up and snag one of those corners, that's a no-brainer.
And here's the other thing, too, is if you have that opportunity to move up to get a guy that you think is a starter, especially where this roster is. Now, 3 years ago in the first draft, not knowing the ability of Brad Holmes to identify talent and take talent and get it to be able to perform, I would have said, I want more bites at the apple. I want Brad Holmes to be able to pick as many times as possible because what he brings in is productive players and depth players. But with this roster, as it is constructed right now, you can always use more depth. There's no question about that. But I would rather get a day one starter if that means I've got to move up to 20 or 19. The Rams are one that he's dealt with before. Obviously, we know the relationship that he has there. They pick at 19. Is it possible to go up to 19 and get a day one starter versus somebody you're going to take in the third round, like a Broderick Martin or a Hendon Hooker or a Kirby Joseph, that's not going to be a guy that's going to impact immediately?
To Tom's point, where's the drop-off? Is it a deep draft where you move back and get four guys in the top 100? Is it a shallow draft where, hey, give up those picks and go get someone who can play right away and make a difference? Which camp are you in? Trade up, trade back. AJ Hinch at 802. It's 97.1.
Hey, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It is a must to hire the right lawyer who will make sure that the insurance companies pay what they owe you. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team have been making insurance companies pay for almost 30 years, and he can help you with your injury case as well. David is ready to speak with you personally right now if you call 855-65-CRASH or you go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH or getdavidgetpaid.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Of the two scenarios presented, John, I am team trade back. There's talk, could the Lions move up or move back 1 week away from the NFL draft in Detroit? The trade back scenario, someone wants a quarterback at the end of the first for that fifth-year option. Detroit moves back, picks up 44 and 77. That's from Dane Brugler in The Athletic. So now I give Brad Holmes four picks in the top 100, four picks in the first three rounds. Those guys should all be contributors. I love that formula. As opposed to what Burkett writes about Daniel Jeremiah's scenario, you trade up to target an offensive lineman who we don't think would start immediately,
right,
or a cornerback who could start immediately, but Sauce Gardner's the anomaly. You're not getting elite production out of a rookie corner very often. I get it if he does it because he feels like it's the last of the blue chippers, but I am team trade down this morning.
So I normally am too, and I think it goes even further than that. Like, who are you willing to trade up for, and what position are you willing to trade up for? Because there's a clear drop-off in terms of if you're looking for a cornerback. Those three that I talked about, I think there's a big difference between Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Terrion Arnold, and then the rest of the group. So if you can get one of those, then fine, move up. But don't move up for Nate Wiggins or Kool-Aid, because I think those guys will be available, and I don't want to waste that draft capital on one of those guys. And this is just my evaluation, not Brad Holmes' evaluation. And it's the same thing with the offensive line, because there are very good offensive linemen, quality offensive linemen, especially if you're not asking them to start day one. Now, I do think that throughout the course of the season, whoever this individual is, if that's the position they go with, will play a critical role.
I mean, guys get hurt.
Well, yeah, Frank, he hasn't played a full season since when? And if Graham has to go to center, then you got to have somebody to step in. Is it Awosika? Is somebody on the roster right now? Sorsdahl. But is it this pick?
I'm very intrigued by the source here, Burkett. Dave has had a knack for having a pretty good handle on what this team's doing as it gets close to the draft. I don't know if he's working with a little bit of intel here. I also circle back to him. One of his first mocks, I think, had Jackson Powers Johnson at 29.
Right.
Then he writes, well, trading up for that position. Is that the target? I mean, I think he might have nailed Ragnow. I know he has had some really good, like, kind of, wow, he must have had something there. Like, maybe this isn't just draft fodder. More than there's actually a little bit more bite to it?
Well, I think there's bite to it in the sense that Holmes has done this repeatedly. He's maneuvered around the draft. Yeah. He's moved up and down in the first round each of the last two seasons. So I think it's not like, oh, we're throwing stuff at the wall to hope it sticks a week from the draft. Like, we have a general manager who has a reputation to wheel and deal, and it does feel like 29 is kind of this odd spot in the draft. Like, as much as we've talked about guys who could be there at 29, hypothetically, who would you take? You don't know. And at 29, you're just kind of in this, like, no man's land where if you move up, you're planting a flag on a guy. Holmes has done that. He could say, you know what? I don't think there's that many great players in the draft. I'm going to move back. He did that last year and still got some of his first round grades. He got Brian Branch in the second. We do this every year. Night one will end. And we will talk about, how are these guys still here? And Holmes in the trade back scenario would have four picks for day two in the NFL draft.
Yeah, and it goes to, what does he feel he needs in regards to the amount of talent on this roster? Now, if this roster, if you feel like there's no gigantic hole, no gaping hole in this roster, then you look at it and you say, well, do I want to spend that third round draft capital and move up into the first to get one player? Or do I stay at 29 and take the guys at the position where I'm already slotted to draft, or do I move back and acquire more picks? If you require more picks, especially first, second, third round picks, you would assume that those guys are making the team. If that's the case, who are you planning to cut? Because you do have to plan for that. You only got 53 roster spots.
Yeah. I don't know. I would guess right now that he's got some player circle to go up and get.
And we speculate those guys are?
Offensive linemen and corners.
Right.
Yeah.
Tyrion Arnold, I think, is a really popular one. Alabama, I would
probably
Saban guy.
Throw Edge in there as well.
If somebody
slides. Now, and I mentioned Chop Robinson. I don't know that he's there at 29, but if that's somebody he wants, I don't think you have to go up to 20 or 19 and spend the capital that Burkett talked about, that we're talking about, but you could spend a fourth round from next year to move up to 25.
Any intel we're getting, trade up for those positions, but the corner they wouldn't trade up for is Kool-Aid. It seems like if they just stand at 29 and can't move, that Kool-Aid would be the most likely pick. But I also think there's a chance somebody would trade to them. I mean, they've already been speculating with the Penix thing, but I think the Lions might be an attractive place to go to get Penix, because I think the Ravens are a candidate to take Penix. I really do. Their quarterback room is so thin behind Lamar right now.
First round pick, you just paid Lamar. He's MVP candidate.
4 years.
I know, but you don't want to burn all four of those years. The Raiders are the team that's in this scenario that makes some sense. Texter says, after seeing that trade, they could still get Leggett, TJ Tampa, BB, and Adisa Isaac, all with that trade back. That's the idea here, is right. Accumulate picks and get a bunch of good football players. Texter says, the draft is in Detroit, so I think you have to stay put or trade up to make those fans roar. James in Sterling Heights, you do not have to do that. You
no.
absolutely do not have to
the
do
location
that.
Of the draft does not dictate what you do with your picks. Should not. And I don't think it will for Brett Holmes.
No. Couple, 248-539-9797. I fully predict the Lions will trade 29 and 61 to go up to number 8 and take Dallas Turner. I don't think that's enough.
No. If okay. Who's drafting at 8?
Atlanta.
All right. I mean, that would be a steal, an absolute steal of the century.
We've got Tiger manager AJ Hinch coming up right after the update. It's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.